Wednesday edition of Rosie on the House.
And we're talking odors, and the only other thing that annoys me more than odors are the weeds that grow where you don't want them. That's where cleanup comes in, and it's spelled with a K, K-L-E-E-N. You clean up your yard. As soon as that rain hits, we are going to have an explosion, as warm as it's been and how fast it got warm, of weeds. So make sure you're ready with the systemic action of Bonide Cleanup Weed and Grass Killer, or if you're trying to go from a lawn to a zero escape, knock it completely out with cleanup. Or if you've got a weed-infested lawn that you've moved into, it hasn't been taken care of, and you're looking for it, you can hit it with cleanup, reseed, and seven days later, and you're in business. It's available in 2.5 gallons. And you can also get it in the industrial size up to 2.5, from quart size up to 2.5 industrial size, 2.5 gallons. Find it all over the state. Summer winds in Mesa. Summer winds in Phoenix. Summer winds in Glendale. Summer winds has it. It's Bonide cleanup. On to odors.
On to stink. You know, most people don't know this, but Stan Zimbrunnen at Rosie on the House Remodeling is a stinkmeister. No. Well, you know what we are?
No,
we are stinkologists.
Stinkologists.
Stinkologists. How many odors have we tracked down together?
Oh my goodness. Dozens. We've answered a lot of questions, but we physically tracked down dozens and solved people's problems. You bet.
If we don't get it beat by simply extending the plumbing system in your home, must vent the methane gas.
Right.
And generally speaking, if your home is enduring an odor problem, we're not having the methane gas vented high enough, and it gets trapped. So let's extend those tubes. That's the first thing we look.
And the reason we're extending those, depending on the orientation of your home, you know, as the breeze blows over your roof line, if those roof vents are not tall enough, the wind creates a vortex on the lee side of your home, and it can actually push the sewer gas back down into your home if that vent stack is not tall enough. And what we were referring Rhonda to was to get a larger diameter piece of ABS pipe, and you can get it in 3 or 4 foot lengths or 10 foot lengths and cut it into, you know, whatever length you need, and just merely get up on your roof and just slide it over the existing roof vent. That gets it up out of that vortex and allows the sewer gas to escape. That's the easiest fix. And a lot of times on these odors, it's a process of elimination. We always start with the easy stuff first. And extending that vent stack is the easiest thing you can do.
And I always kind of like it when the easy doesn't work, because then we get to do the smoke test.
Then we get to do the smoke test, and you call the fire department and say, please don't come to this house because it's going to look like that baby's on fire.
We actually inject smoke into the plumbing system, and it does. The whole house looks like it's on fire. The smoke starts coming out the pipes.
You
have to call the fire department and say, this is not a fire.
And then we go through with a flashlight as this smoke is being injected down through the vent system. Go through the entire house with a flashlight, and we open up cabinets and look at the vent or all of the plumbing fixtures. We go around the toilet. A toilet seal can be watertight, but it can leak air. So we go around the base of the toilets and see if there's any white smoke coming out around the base of the toilets, shower vents, plumbing drains. All of the plumbing fixtures are checked for white smoke. And the fire department, you know, is called when we're done to say, okay, this house isn't on fire anymore.
There is no reason you should have to live with a methane odor in your home or in your yard or around your house. If you're suffering from that, we can fix it.
Another thing to do is if it's localized to a particular backup, if it's a hot water odor, if you're standing at your sink, whether it be kitchen or bathroom or laundry or whatever, you turn the hot water on and you get a foul odor coming out only when the hot water is on, not when the cold water is on, but only hot water. The primary culprit there is going to be the anode rod in your water heater, whether it be in the garage or closet, wherever. That's going to be the primary culprit. That's a sacrificial rod to keep the water heater from being eaten up by our hard water. And as that anode rod deteriorates, a lot of times it creates an odor that's only present in the hot water system. So
there you go.
But there's several other layers to that onion as well that we can peel back to.
Absolutely.
How do you follow up this riveting conversation?
Well, you talk to these homeowners that
live. Stop the broadcast now.
I mean, you quit inviting friends and family over.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Rosie and Stan really are the official Rosie on the House certified stinkologist.
We tracked down in Sun City, there was a problem, and it was created about a block and a half away.
Yeah.
That we finally tracked it down to, you know, a situation that was occurring that totally outside these people's control, but we were able to track backwards and find the problem. So it's an onion that we just peel away the layers until we get to the problem. So
if you're fighting this problem and you'd like to talk to Stan, you can reach him.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Gentlemen, want to talk roof coating or green eggs?
Anything but odor. Let's go green eggs.
Yeah, there you go.
Green eggs.
Green eggs.
The big green egg. It's a ceramic cooking pot. And Rosie was asking earlier, because we're going to be covering it coming up on our barbecue 4th of July broadcast, about this. And he wanted to know if anyone had one. Stan's got one. Chris on Queen Line in Queen Creek has one as well.
Hey, Chris.
What do you think?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Chris, how do you like your green egg, man?
Oh, boy, you can cook anything in that, from pizza to the best pork butt in the world to ribs. And you can dial it down to, 200 degrees up to 900 degrees.
And you can hold that temperature, too. If you set the airflow in those things at 200 degrees, it'll stay there.
Wow.
I can put it at 200 degrees at night, smoke the pork butt, and wake up in the morning, and it's still going at 200 degrees.
That's incredible.
And you know, the cool thing is, after you're done cooking, barbecuing, grilling, smoking, baking, whatever you're going to do in the thing, all you do is turn the air vents off. There's a top air vent on top of the lid and an air vent in the base. You turn those off. The coals die down. The fire dies down. And you can reuse the barbecue, the chunk.
Then coals.
The coals left over. You just knock the ash off of them and reuse what's unburnt. So you don't waste a lot of briquettes.
It's truly amazing. My kids make pizza out there, and they love it. And everything I learned from my mother. Have a great day.
All right. Well, good. All right. So there's two testimonies then. Okay. All right.
Hey, Chris, is Chris still on the line?
No.
Oh, he's gone. Okay. I just wondered what size. The green eggs come in several sizes, and I was just curious of what size he's got.
They're small.
Small,
medium, large, extra large, and there's a limited edition extra large. Have you seen that thing?
I haven't seen.
you should probably see the steel and wheels this thing's on. It could support a car, this thing.
You could probably cook a side of beef on the thing, huh?
You could.
Hey, this is the time of the show where we like to talk about our Arizona staycations, which you can register to win on our homepage at rosieonthehouse.com. And while you're there, go ahead and vote for Rosie on the House as the number one contractor referral directory in all of the state. Wherever you are in Arizona, we try and have you the very best of the best contractors that you can pick from, so you're not being taken advantage of or ripped off or having poor work done at your house. RosieOnTheHouse.com. Now, while you're on the homepage, go ahead and register for the Sanderson Ford Arizona Office of Tourism and Arizona Highways staycation. Here's a great staycation. Again, I got this from Tom Riley from his newsletter from his company Renovations up in Prescott. Save the date for Prescott Frontier Rotary Foundation's Grapes for Grades fundraiser. It's a New Orleans party theme, Sunday, June 22nd, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Waters Garden Center. Would that be a nice place to spend 5 to 8 sampling wines and walking through the Waters Garden
Center? You could also call it Booze for Brains.
Booze for Brains. No, I think Grapes for Grades is better. Grapes.
We don't mean to offend, but
yeah. How am I going to get out of this one? Listen, tickets are available online at bit.ly/RPMLOH.
And that's at Ken's Water Garden?
It is, Waters Garden Center.
It's a
New Orleans party theme, Grapes for Grades, and all the proceeds benefit the school.
RosieOnTheHouse.com, RLS, IE on the house.com. click on Travel Arizona.
It's a good thing these two are father and son, because the looks that are going back and forth between the two.
I guess he didn't think it was as funny as I did. Doug in Litchfield Park, how can we help you, sir?
Yes. We've got asphalt shingles, and over the last couple of years, we've had a couple of them, well, probably a half dozen to a dozen, that the bottom flaps have peeled off, broke away. And I was wondering, I was thinking about, like, sealing, using, like, the Henry product to seal over, go over top the asphalt shingles. Is that something you would recommend?
Was it just that one tab broke off? Is that what we're looking at? You got a three-tab shingle, and one of the tabs is broken off?
Right. Well, in several different places.
Okay, okay.
You know, there's certainly no leakage, certainly no wood showing, no nothing.
Do you know if you have any extra shingles laying around when the roofer put your roof on? Did he leave you a bundle or two or any extra pieces?
No.
Nothing.
And did you want to use the Henrys to, like, glue another little piece of shingle in that spot, or were you just going to spread it all over that void?
Spread it all over the complete roof.
Oh, okay. Henrys does make a product that you broom the roof off and roll this coating on. They do a lot of this down in Tucson, a lot of it. Roof coatings down there are used 10 times more than they are up here in Maricopa County. So what we're going to do is I've got a roofer down in Tucson I'm going to have you talk to, because it's not anything I have ever done, but we're going to get this caller his information, and I'm going to connect him to a guy that just specializes in doing this down in Tucson. And they'll talk you through the process and the right product.
So that you don't create a problem for yourself down the line. Let's do it right.
There you go. There you go.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. It is the open line hour here at Rosie on the House. It's a 3-hour broadcast every Saturday morning. First, we start landscape and garden. Second is open lines. And then it's always a topic hour. Still kind of open today. We're talking just different projects you can do around your house, home, castle, or cabin for Father's Day, for your father, with your father, or learn from your father.
I was talking earlier about things I used to love to watch Papa Rosie do, and there was nothing I loved watching Papa Rosie do more than driving the back roads of the Bayou Country in Louisiana, because there wasn't a house, a hut, or a tent. He didn't know who lived there. And he could pull up into anybody's yard and be their best friend in about 5 minutes if he didn't already know him. He knew everybody.
One of my favorite stories is I was leaving Welsh going to Lake Charles, and I was in a rental truck, and it had an Ohio license plate on it. And this was right after LSU spanked them royally for the national championship in 2007. And so I pull up to a gas station to fill up. I get out, and they start making fun of me because of the Ohio license plate. And I said, oh, this is just a rental. My grandfather's from Welsh. And they said, oh, who was that? And I said, well, his name was Rosie. He's like, oh, yeah, he delivered my mom back in the 40s. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Dr. Rosie.
They knew him all.
Got a story for him, I'll tell you.